If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shout of the day. That it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey man, this is your fault.
And today we celebrate dead air on a Bad Choice Friday. As with that whole Microsoft thing, our station went off the air last night at 10 o'clock. We did get it back, unfortunately, at 4 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
But either way, obviously, the airlines were affected. Hospitals were affected. So today, we celebrate dead air on a Bad Choice Friday with LL Cool J. LL Cool J, a mama said knock you out, is in our server and whole radio station, taking on Jay-Z.
I got 99 problems, and but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I'm for
we had,
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
We had 99.9 problems here.
That's right.
In this radio
station. Oh, there you go, Miles.
LL Cool J, a mama said knock you out, taking on Jay-Z and 99 problems. Vote now. If you follow us on Twitter, at Men's Room Live. All right, let's see here. Do we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Had a couple from our question based on experience. What do you know not to F with? Ola, one thing I do not F with anymore is the sun. Due to poor decisions in my youth, I have had several second-degree sunburns and multiple heat strokes.
Damn.
I've even had to have rescuers on four-wheelers come up onto a mountain to drag my unconscious ass to the hospital. Now I keep my pale Viking ass in the shade. Positive Friday, bitches. That from Terry.
Yeah, and use suntan lotion.
Sunscreen.
Yeah, sunscreen.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Bitches, when I was in middle school,
like,
I
could use sunscreen. I don't need the suntan lotion.
Yeah, you're right. Suntan, I don't need to be tanner. But I'm just, it's amazing how many people, and I get it, right? Tans look cool. You like to sit out in the sun. But, like, put on the goddamn sunscreen.
Yep.
Right? I know three people in my family, they had some form of skin cancer.
I actually texted that to my daughter today because they were going to Magnuson, right? And my wife had left the phone at home. So my daughter's like, hey, Dad, if you need anything, just text me, blah, blah, blah. I said, that's great. Have fun. I love you. They're like, put on sunscreen. Now, she did not give the eye roll emoji, but I could just tell somehow something in the text that just said, I period am period. I'm like, this is a two-word statement. Yep. Okay. My bad.
Also, don't forget to put sunscreen on young people and old people.
And your friend's back if they ask. Guys,
yeah, good call, Miles.
I mean, hey,
help a brother out.
Bro down. I was in the middle school slightly taller than my 5-foot mom. One afternoon, she asked me to do a chore, and I refused. She came to my room and asked me again. I raised up, raised my fist, and told her no. Next thing I remember is her hands around my neck, my back against the wall, my feet in the air, and these words coming out of her mouth. I brought you into this world. I can take you out of this world. From that point on, I've loved my mom as a son should. Oh, by the way, we are Mexican. That from the JJG, president of the Ted Smith's fan club, Texas Chapter.
That's the second Mexican one that came up. A dude said, don't ever mess with a Mexican woman's cooking.
Yes.
This was not his mom. This was his friend's mother. But he said that he jokingly told her, ooh, the dish could use more salt. That's what he said. She beat his ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
But y'all, it's a great day for a men's room IPA from Black Raven. As a child, I was always fascinated with fire. We had a fire in a potbelly stove in the garage, went in for lunch, and I went back to the garage, and the fire was almost out. So I threw a couple of handfuls of sawdust in there to rekindle the fire. After a few seconds, insert explosion sound. The loudness of that explosion was heard in the house. Grandpa came out and found the lid of the stove buried in the ceiling and the door stuck inside the wall across the shop. I told him what I did. Grandpa had a way with words, and I quote, "You effing dumbass. That's like throwing gasoline on a fire. How dumb are you?" Never threw sawdust onto a fire again. Have a great weekend. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. Guys, taping a bunch of sparklers together is no joke. I taped a bunch of packs together, leaving one in the middle for a fuse. Well, the one I was going to use for the fuse broke apart. So I decided to make another one. Thought I could pull it out. The first one was broken. I lit it and set it next to it. As soon as I let go and turned, that mother blew, and all that steel wire blew into my leg. Ooh. I was wearing shorts and had to get all that shrapnel peeled out of my skin. That from Doug, as we move on to the birthday requests.
Doug.
Doug
into his leg. What's up, Doug?
Let's see here. Is that a birthday? No. Okay. Well, I always check real quick on my emails.
People are so late in getting them in.
Oh, I hear you're doing them, so I'll send it in now. Please get them in before we do this segment.
Yeah.
Also, I think if you get one right now, Miles, don't read it.
No. Also, we don't do them all throughout the show. Sometimes I'll get one at 5:30. Like, just throw it in one more birthday show. we stop down and do it one time, and then we move on. Abitolos, can we get a birthday shout-out to our dearest friend, Autumn? She is truly one of the most amazing people you can always count on and would do anything for you. We love you, girl. How about your penis is too small, a fish sandwich, and the dirty Germans talking about our safe word, Pikachu? Oh. Thanks, guys. That from Niall and from Steph.
The penis is too small!
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Yeah, it's funny that you pick Pikachu as your safe word, as that's the exact same sound that my member makes upon completion.
Yeah, the funny thing is her name is so beautiful. It reminds me of my favorite time of year, autumn. So treat me like a leaf and blow me off the tree.
Guys, today is my 35th birthday.
Yeah, I know her so well, I call her Fall.
Yeah.
And no one will ask for me, so I can ask for myself. How about a script as a story, a shut your mouth, and an owl hitting the window, and maybe some captain, please. Thank you guys for everything that you do. Love the beer. That from Rick.
What was before the owl?
Shut your mouth, owl hitting the window, and a script as a story.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
Shut your mouth!
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Congratulations on turning 35 years old. You know, my 35th birthday, I wrestled a naked man in a Cambodian prison. The funny part is, neither of us were even prisoners. We just wanted to get naked and wrestle. But it turns out, that's not that unusual after ingesting a little homemade narcotic that we call funk. It's a mixture of swamp water, toxic algae, rotten boulders from the mouth of a Costa Rican goat farmer, two daubs of Elmer's glue, any wet substance from a hospital dumpster, and face scabs collected outside of a methadone clinic. Then you slow roast all those in banana leaves till it gets gummy. Put a bench between your butt cheeks and just see where the night takes you. But don't do too much. Just ask Frankenberry. He used to look like Brad Pitt. Crunch berries.
Guys, please wish me a happy birthday. Since Ray, Tiny, and Monica Jr. won't. Big shout out to my much older sister Lurch and her husband Troy for making me.
Lurch.
Much older sister Lurch.
She sounds beautiful.
And her husband Troy for taking me to the Mudhoney show tonight. That from John. A dealer's choice for John, if you could, please.
Look out.
Please clap.
Gentlemen, today the wonderful and beautiful Liesl turns the big 4-0 for her birthday. She would like some dad jokes from Miles about being a regular pooper after 40, tips from the dirty Germans, and the captain talking about staying regular after 40. Thanks, guys, and have a great weekend. That from Justin. Okay, so you need some jokes about being regular. Some poop jokes. Guys, have you seen the new movie Constipation?
No.
Me neither. It hasn't come out yet.
All right.
Have you seen the new movie Diarrhea?
No, I haven't seen it.
It got leaked, so they just released it. And since you are the dirty Germans, what is the German word for fart? The German word for fart.
I don't know. What is it?
Far from pooping. Yes. Since it is a Dad Joke Friday, I'm going to give you guys a couple more. All right. Guys, I got fired from Pepsi after working there for 20 years.
Really? Why'd they fire you?
Tested positive for coke. How do you wake up Lady Gaga? How do you wake up Lady Gaga?
How do you wake... Hang on.
How do you wake up Lady...
Oh, your poker face.
No, your poker face. And did you guys hear about the Jedi that didn't want his doctor giving him his annual rectal exam?
No.
He said, these are not the roids you're looking for. Guys, please wish Ray a very happy birthday with Coach Ted giving him some advice for his... I'm getting all confused here. What else we got? Oh, dirty Germans and then the captain. Yeah. My bad, sorry.
Yeah, also named like Liesel. I'm guessing you have some German heritage yourself. So you already know what they call the black bloodwurst sausage. You'll be eating that tonight.
Yes, his name is Liesel?
Liesel. Like Liesel weapon. I believe she called here before.
Yeah, we could provide you with some German diesel.
Yeah.
It comes out of a very specific spigot.
In fact, tonight I have nicknamed my penis the Liesel Weasel. Ooh, well, ahoy there, Liesel. You know, the first among us mascots to hit 40 years old was the old Quaker Oats Man, although oddly enough, he's looked the exact same since birth. In fact, in our earlier days, people thought he was Barbara Bush, but no, in fact, he is, in fact, the Quaker Oats Man.
Come on. Captain!
Hey, that's what people thought. They were like, Mrs. Bush. And he's like, damn it, man, I'm slinging oats. But when he turned 40, that's when he started complaining about the aches and pains and gaining weight, the skin wrinkling, bad eyesight, and, of course, changing the frequency of his bowel movements. But that's when he started adding a tablespoon of KY jelly to every bowl of oatmeal that he ate. And not only that it make it easier for his poops to exit, it made it a whole lot easier for the Michelin Man to enter. The rest is history. And you know, the Michelin Man never wears a condom because he's made out of rubber. Crunchberries.
Guys, please wish Ray a happy birthday. Have Coach Ted give him some advice for his golf match tomorrow. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Miles, does he say if it's a match play or stroke play?
It just says golf match
tomorrow. Golf match. All right, all right. What I'm thinking here is this is match play, so we got to take some holes. Also, just good advice for anybody on any weekend. Listen, you know what? I know you're feeling like a big dog. You want to let that big dog eat. Pull out that driver. Tell you what, though, we want to win. We get some par fives and this and that. If the driver's not working, let's go down to a three wood. That's not working. Pull out the goddamn 3-iron, all right? Keep it in the fairway, and then we can putt and chip for dough.
Guys, my grandfather on my father's side is celebrating 93 rotations around the big blue ball. Can she get an old lady face sandwich and all the farts? One right after the other. And top it off with a Kevin Hart dam. Cheers, bitches. That from Alex the Furry.
That is Phyllis Diller.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
93. Does she sound like this all the time?
Damn!
All right, guys, here you go!
Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you!
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Take a moment, I think we need to go back in time. The last time that we played Ted versus the FCC, if we could. Let's go back in time.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches, counting cunning nuts.
Three times fast.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches, counting cunning nuts.
One.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches, counting cunning nuts.
Two.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt...
Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, we forgot that you lost last week. We just used the same one again.
We didn't know that. We wouldn't have worked so hard.
No, that is a fact right there. Take two on this one from our buddy Brian. And it goes something like this. Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches counting cunning nuts. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC. One time through, three times fast. Take two.
Let's go, man. Take you two. Got this.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches counting cunning nuts.
Three times fast.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches counting cunning nuts.
One.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches counting cunning nuts.
Two.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches counting cunning nuts.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
There you go. Nice work. Back in the win column on Ted versus the FCC, you are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
W and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, Dakota, in just minutes, we'll drink and toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. Thank you, Miles. People on Reddit are sharing their favorite insults that don't sound like insults.
Okay.
I'm not working on it, so I can't give you any of them.
Is that like picking a piece of clothing? Yeah, whatever, blue shirt.
Yeah, something like that, right? Just those... Honestly, whoever you're insulting, you probably miss it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those people, but I enjoy them.
Right. They're fun.
They are. They're a lot of fun.
Someone online is showing how
elevator
you
can... not going to the top floor, huh?
There's somebody online that's showing how you can use Sprite as a steak tenderizer.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean...
Sprite steak?
Sprite steak.
A lot of people marinate ribs in either root beer or Dr. Pepper or Coca-Cola, and it kind of caramelizes the outside and keeps the juices in, so to speak.
Just adds a good sugary texture to it, or a sugary flavor to it.
And it's got the citrus. I mean, limited citrus, but a little bit of citrus in there. You know.
I mean, is it a whole lot different than adding, like, a beer to something?
Probably
not.
Well,
yeah. I mean, just the taste profile.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the sugar. It's the corn syrup in the sodas.
Yeah.
Like so, the Coca-Cola on the ribs, I get. I don't know. I'd feel weird putting Sprite on my steak.
I'd feel weird, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, I would love to come home and somebody's like, I've made you a steak, and here is your Sprite.
But they're together.
Right. Thanks, Doug.
75% of people want barbecue once a week.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, Yeah.
Honestly, like, I've enjoyed the smoking that I've done, the barbecuing that I've done, and I will continue to do it. I don't crave it all that much.
It's not that really? I crave it, but when you say, like, once a week, if I were to break it down, like, look, man, let's do pizza once a week, which we pretty much do. I would do Chinese once a week. I would do barbecue once a week. And then we can mix and match after that. But I would be very happy with that.
I could eat half a rack of your ribs right now, Mike.
But that's the nice thing about barbecue. Do you want pulled pork? Do you want brisket? Do you want ribs? You know, barbecue means so many different things. That's why, like, look, once a week, man, I'm down.
Sausage.
Ted, I almost made a rack of ribs for the 4th of July, but I hadn't made my barbecue sauce, and it takes like a day to cool in the refrigerator before I can use it again.
All right.
So I completely abandoned the mission.
All right. Try them dry. Try them with a rub.
Well, I've done them dry before a couple times, but I'm telling you, when the ribs that I brought to Ted and our buddy Marshawn for Super Bowl, I did a Kansas City style. So I made a Kansas City barbecue sauce. And that was the icing on the cake. The smoke was good on them, and then it was that barbecue sauce that finished it.
Also, if you get the chance to do Kansas City barbecue or eat Kansas City barbecue, do it in Kansas City because it's cheap.
Yeah,
man. When I went to that cheap, this is no lie, man. There were six adults. We got booze. We had three courses. The woman dropped the check next to me. Everyone's reaching for the wallet. I looked down. I said, "Tell you what, guys, I'll get it." They're like, "No, man, you don't have to do it." I said, "Look, I got it. Just buy me beer tomorrow at the game." Six adults, like I said, three courses, all barbecue. I believe it was $140.
Six people.
Six adults. Like, no kids, man. This is six adults drinking beer, doing the thing. Fairly decent restaurant. You know, it wasn't nice. Some, like, roadside shack connected to a gas station. She dropped that bill, and it was itemized.
Was it Joe's? Like, was it?
It's supposed to be kind of famous.
Yeah, Joe's is big
over
there.
Joe's?
Yeah.
It may have been Joe's. It was somewhere that we, quote, unquote, needed to go.
I bet when I go to get lunch over there, I think I walk in front of Jack's at least 3 days a week and go,
"Should I get barbecue?"
Right.
Yep.
No kidding, dude. But for me, when I'll go down there, it's like, you know what? I'm going to get some barbecue today. That sounds good.
I've been excited all day. As I know my buddy Sal's cooking a brisket right now.
Oh, man.
He probably knows how to do it, too.
Yeah.
You'll find out.
Speaking of travel, a lot of people are traveling here as we get into the summertime, and as much as we try to all do the right thing and try to be polite around people, there are sometimes that those polite things just, honestly, you're hurting yourself more than you're helping yourself as far as the flight attendants go.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10. Polite habits flight attendants actually dislike and what to do instead. There have been many a story of drunken passengers or people who are experiencing some kind of mental break on board a flight. My suggestion for you, put your damn seatbelt on. Put in your damn earbuds. Watch some stupid damn movie. Keep your damn opinionated mouth shut and get to your next damn destination without ruining the flight for 140 other people. You moron. Positive damn Friday.
All right. There's some passion in there. So these are polite habits that flight attendants actually dislike.
Nice boobs.
Bottom out of the list is thanking the pilot at the end of the flight. Somebody says, one of the most satisfying parts of my job is getting to say goodbye to passengers as they disembark, but it feels bad when they don't even nod or wave in return. Even worse is when they make sure to tell the pilot, thank you for a great flight, and then completely ignore those of us who did all the work to make it great for them.
I feel like generally they're standing together.
They are. I understand what they're saying, but people don't want to die. That's the long and short of it. So the fact that the pilot got us there safely, whatever the circumstance, you say thank you. But also say thank you to the flight attendants.
Right.
But
I'm going
to say thank you to the pilot. Sorry, man. If brother is in control of this flight and we did not crash, nobody is dead, whatever the case might be, like, yeah, thank you.
I thank the crew that's cleaning as I'm making my way out. Like, I'm thanking everybody for being here. Yeah. Like,
I'm just saying, I say thank you every time I leave a flight. Generally, I'm saying it to the flight attendants, but I feel like the captain is just
kind of standing right
there. He's just standing right side. Just like, thanks, guys.
I feel like, honestly, I don't
make
ever
make it plural.
Yeah.
That's all
I mean, you know me.
I feel like I never see the captain.
Really?
I feel like it's about a 50-50 shot that he's just gone off to his
next
flight.
You're on a list.
Oh, that's fair.
Don't open the door until Mr. Hawk has walked by.
Right. When Mr. Hawk is off this plane, we will exit the cockpit.
You don't get the wings either, do you?
I don't, man. I ask him for every flight. Calling them by a term of endearment.
Oh, sweetie, honey, baby.
Exactly.
Hey, chick.
Hey, sugar lips.
Cheeks.
Oh, passengers call me hey, darling, cheeks. Honey, or sweetie. It's my biggest pet peeve as a flight attendant. Says, think of it this way. It's basically the equivalent of having a client call you a pet name during a meeting. Says, instead, call the flight attendant by the name on their badge or simply, excuse me, ma'am or sir.
Don't take the Atlanta route.
Polite habits that flight attendants dislike. Throwing away other people's trash. Picking up your neighbor's trash and throwing it away. The attention is good, but we've had people get things thrown away like meeting notes, snacks that they weren't done eating, and even once someone's wedding ring.
Damn. Whoa.
Instead, you don't know what people want to keep, so let them clean up after themselves.
I mean, I do it with my kids. That's it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And I'll help. You know, I always take the aisle seat, so if somebody's grabbing something, I'll grab the, you know, it's always a cup that's filled with trash. I'll just grab the cup from them.
I think you're safe there. I wanted that cup of trash.
Well, they're handing it over.
Not letting them know that you're terrified of flying. You may not want to bother your flight attendant about your fear of flying after all. You know how much they have to do, especially during takeoff and landing, but your feelings are not a bother, and flight attendants know a ton of techniques to help you calm down. It says, let your flight attendant know if you're experiencing a lot of panic, fear, or anxiety before you take off at any time during the flight. It says, we can bring you a paper bag to breathe in, distract you with jokes, explain how planes are built to handle turbulence,
or crush up Xanax and put it in your Sprite.
They'll probably do that, too. Yeah.
What if I'm scared about exiting because I know who I have to go talk to?
Right. I don't want to get off this plane. Yeah. I don't want
to
do it.
I know who's waiting to pick me up.
Stowing your carry-on too carefully. Says, we really appreciate passengers who are prepared and careful when they're boarding the aircraft, including stowing their bags properly, but you can go overboard with it, trying to find just the right spot and position, tucking everything in securely so it is just so. Says, if you take a long time to store your luggage, it can delay the flight and cause frustration. So just be as efficient as possible.
Put it in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just stick the goddamn thing in there.
And also leave your doggone backpacks under the seat in front of you. The number of times that I've been on a full flight and we need to reserve some overhead space, and the people that will put their bag up there, put their backpack up there, put their file up there. It's like, no, no, you lose. Put your stuff under your seat.
Yeah. I'm with you. If you put a carry-on up there, then the backpack goes underneath.
Right.
And put it over your own seat.
Right!
That I've never understood.
Oh, my God!
And multiple occasions I've seen people, like, their seat obviously is in the back of the plane. I don't know that until after they put their bag up, say, row 7.
Right! And then they keep going!
And then they go all the way to the back, and I pull their goddamn bag right out and put mine up there because I'm sitting here.
Right!
Like, sorry, man. It just seems like such common sense.
It does. But you know what? Can't operate that way because people suck.
If you ask for dinner and we're going to make a steak and I put the plate in front of you and then put the steak on the table beside the plate, you'd think I'm an idiot.
Right.
That's the way I look at it with the bag. Like, put it over the space provided for you, dummy. If you're coming to my house, don't ring the neighbor's doorbell. These things don't make sense to me.
If you walk into somebody's home and there's about 4 or 5 people behind you, you are not going to go over to the coat rack, put your coat on one hook, your hat on another, your bag on a third. That sucks. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Polite habits that flight attendants dislike: handing them a dirty diaper to throw away. I don't know how that's polite.
No. How is that polite?
I don't know how that's polite, but...
I'm clearly expressing that I hate your guts.
Right. Just dispose of the dirty diapers or anything else that might be contaminated by putting into the lavatory's garbage.
Who does that?
Right?
Hey, man, my kid just turned it out this day, man. You toss it out for me.
Made sure to grab all my kid's poop in this diaper.
Well, the good news is, it ain't my kid. Away. It's my grandma.
Serving yourself from the drink cart.
Holy cow. Wow.
That's bold. That's polite.
Bold, right? The flight attendant is busy juggling all the drink orders and the cart is right in front of you. Mm-hmm. You might try helping yourself to save them a little bit of work. Let us stop you right there. Quote, we have to push the beverage cart instead ahead of us down the aisle, which means it will get to your row before I do. Sometimes people think that, quote, I forgot to get their order and they'll reach into the cart. Or sometimes they see what they want and think that it's faster just to grab it themselves. No. Don't do it. Patience is the name of the game.
Imagine thinking that anyone would be cooler. Hey, right. I know the bartenders are busy. I'm just going to wander back there and pour myself a beer.
I'm not going to lie, though, dude. When that cart goes by me, like I said, I got the aisle seat. And as they go by me, I inevitably get the cart that stopped right there, right next to me. And I can always look down, and there's always that little liquor cabinet down there at the bottom. It's like,
Mike, we didn't
find
say
an opportune moment
we
here.
Don't want to. But we don't. And the thing is,
it's like they opened up the Ark of the Covenant right there next to me, like, doggone it.
I mean, I'm like, Elijah, I absolutely would love to do that, but at no point in my brain am I telling myself, hey, I'm just being polite.
Right.
No, I'm being a lying, thieving, drunken whore.
Even if you grab peanuts or a soda, but you're right, I just feel like if you tried to grab a bottle of booze or a can of beer, it's like, all right, you're cut off, you're done.
Yep. Correct. We're going to have a problem. Asking them to fill your reusable water bottle. Single-use plastics are a high environmental problem, and it's commendable that you're doing your part to be responsible by bringing your own reusable water bottle. It's also good for the flight attendants, reducing the waste that they have to take care of, but what's not a good idea is asking them to fill up your 32-ouncer. People often don't realize that we are catered a limited amount of water on the plane, and that's all there is.
I'd ask for a bottle of water. Just whatever their standard bottle is.
Exactly.
Take that as the drink.
Fill up your water bottle right before boarding. It's fine to ask for water during drink service, but don't expect for more than the normal serving size.
They even say, like, with ordering coffee, it's a risky move, not because of the coffee, because of the water on the airplanes.
Yeah. Sure.
Even at that hot of a temperature, it still doesn't matter. Like,
flight attendants say, we would not drink it.
Yeah,
and to me, that tells you all you need to know.
And I give no F's. I have coffee on everything.
I'm right there with you. Like, look, man.
That's so
weird. If I need coffee, I don't care if I see you stick your finger in it. Like, cool. Right. Just give it to me.
Right. I've never ordered coffee on a flight.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems crazy to me.
No, not for
me. If I can sleep, I will. That's counterproductive to that.
Well, I can't bring a coffee to the airport because I'm going to toss it out by the time I get to doggone TSA.
Right.
I am not buying a coffee in there because it's going to cost me $9 for a frickin' 16 ounce. I'm not doing it. And I guess I got a good immune system. I don't care.
Would you pay $9 for a 22-ounce beer?
Yes.
22? Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, there you go. No coffee for you then.
I mean, look, I've had coffee before a flight. I've definitely got off an overnight flight and went straight to a coffee place in the airport.
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's a plane. I just have like, I almost have a fear of it. Like, I'm not getting a hot coffee on this plane.
And now that you say that, Ted, like, if I go to an airport that's got a Dunkin' in it, I'll go there. I'll get a coffee there. I'm not going to Starbucks. I'm not doing that. Polite habits that the flight attendants dislike. Tugging their sleeve to get their attention.
Nobody likes that.
Any job.
Hey, honey.
Right. Basically, it's
just honey, fill my water bottle after you throw out the diaper.
Use the call button. That's what it exists for. It's not loud or disruptive. It'll get our attention. If you need their attention, hit the call button. If you need their attention. Flight habits the flight attendants hate.
I didn't press it. Miles pressed it. He just pressed the one over my seat because they had cut his ass off.
I was trying
and
to.
Then
I was
they
trying
asked to. Me, is this for the person who we know is your friend? Who said, because he's been drinking vodka, you've been drinking Jack Daniels, and now you're asking for a vodka drink and a Jack Daniels drink. Is this for him? So obviously, I came clean, looked him right in the eye, and said, no, man, of course not.
I was trying to turn the light on or adjust the air vents, I'm pretty sure.
I told you I hung out with a flight attendant for like a month, and I would say maybe after the third time we hung out, she was like, "Hey, can you tell Miles something?" I was like, "Oh, what?" She was like, "Tell him do not press the button for booze. That's the first sign they're going to cut you off."
Well, no, don't worry, because it was me. Because they know it was him, but all the evidence says that I. And here's the worst part, man. I had heard Miles get cut off, right? So maybe 3 minutes passes. And then his hand go over my head, and I'm like, "Don't, goddamn!"
This is why I've told you do not date listeners.
Oh my god!
Because they don't know.
Oh yeah.
Just because I know who you guys are, that is one of my favorite stories.
Dude, honestly,
yeah, just sit over my head.
Order me a double vodka.
When I was flying back from Vegas, a couple weeks ago, I said to my buddy, I told him that story. We'd gone down to some convention, whatever. So there's some turbulence. So like halfway down the thing, just say, "We're cutting." See, you just did it. Yeah. They go, "We're cutting off beverage service." And you could hear Miles in the back audibly go,
damn it. All the hell.
Well,
I was
you remember
of the apes.
You remember that flight that we took to Vegas when we all went that
what?
One time? The turbulence that we were hitting on the way back, like I feel like the cart had just got to you guys.
Yeah. It did.
Then we got to pack it away.
Oh, man. It was like the pilot went like, he basically just shook the steering wheel. They told him, like, when we get to row 26, just shake the wheel real quick. We'll end the service.
And then the following year, Ted, you weren't with us on this one. Yeah. We were heading on down there. And then some dude, like, drink service was going at it and just got to Miles. And some dude was having, like...
Oh, a seizure or something like that.
Oh, man.
That's right. I remember
I have sleep apnea.
I
dude, he got off the plane and he didn't shut up till we hit Uber.
I almost lost my freaking mind.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like, you ass. You total ass.
What had happened, dude?
I don't know. I was just...
But how did that affect it? I'm like, that's his problem.
Yeah, right.
Me drink... Look, I don't have ill will, but if I drink 8 Jack Daniels, his situation is the same.
Give me the thing. I'll shock him back. Give me a beer. Okay, he's good.
Get a Jack Daniels, goddammit.
Keep your S together, man.
Don't
what
tell me he's not
mad
on this plane and go to the heart attack grill. I know exactly what this guy's going to do. Doesn't matter. He doesn't care.
God, you were pissed. Because you did. Yes. We waited for our bags. We got outside, waited for the Uber, and you were still just riffing on this guy. Oh, my God. And then the number one flight that flight attendants this week.
Miles.
Enforcing the rules for other passengers. It can feel tempting or even righteous to ensure that everyone is following the rules of flying, especially if another passenger is doing something that is irritating, mean, or dangerous. You may also think that by stepping in, you'll be helping or even protecting the flight attendants. You should resist the urge to intervene. Quote, this is something that I've seen change a lot for flight attendants since COVID, especially when it comes to telling other passengers to wear a mask, not to cough, blah, 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 blah.
What was wrong with that guy, that moron? Do you remember?
You kept saying, you kept mocking him saying, I have sleep apnea. Like,
now, what was his deal?
Didn't he just like pass out or something like that?
I don't know.
It was something. But like, no reason why we shouldn't drink.
It wasn't a seizure. He just passed out.
Honest to God, it was not a medical emergency.
Or like he fell in the middle of the aisle or something like that. Yeah. It was enough to get like, somebody's attention.
Like, I can't walk straight. That's not my problem.
Right. That is a you problem.
Jesus, dude. Jesus.
Keep your ass together.
Well, thank God you won't be walking at all in Vegas.
A public pool in Massachusetts had to close down, and salsa's the reason why. I've got all the details at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. By the way, a text came in and says, I've seen someone that had that Rick Roll QR code, and they got me with it.
Yeah.
At least that spreads joy and fun. Like, that's just funny. Today, we toast 59-year-old Ravindran Nair of Kerala, India. And yes, there's a good chance I mispronounced all of that, but work with me. So this past Saturday, Ravindran, he had a doctor's appointment scheduled for noon. It took 42 hours for him to see the doctor. So you're asking yourself, if you have an appointment, how does it take 42 hours to see a doctor when it's a scheduled appointment? Well, in Ravindran's case, he got to the elevator at the doctor's office, but was unable to exit the elevator after he got stuck between the first and second floor. So he called the emergency number that's provided inside, but no one answered. Nothing to worry about. He then rang the alarm bell, but seemingly no one heard. So he pulled out a cell phone to make a call, but because the universe was having a good day with him, he then dropped his phone and his phone broke. Then the lights went out. As he says, he used one corner of a pitch black elevator to sleep, the other corner to pee and poop. Now keep in mind, he has a family, so the family, they filed a missing person report, leading to a search of the hospital. And they still did not find him. It wasn't until 6 a.m. Monday morning when an elevator operator arrived at work that Ravindran was found. And wouldn't you know it, he needed medical attention.
I bet he did.
Yeah. He was in there for 42 hours. He said there was no light. And after he dropped his phone, he did not know if it was day or night. You start losing track of how long you've been there. He was convinced he was going to die there. Like I said, the emergency phone, no one picks it up. The emergency button doesn't ring. Cell phone broken. He could hear the cops outside looking for him. They still can't hear him. They can't find him. He said he's banging on the elevator door. Finally, they open the door. Elevator operator's like, my God, man, are you okay? He's like, no.
And then, I'm not.
No. But actually, I'm not.
Yeah, I feel bad for that guy. So we pour this booze a little bit. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.